City. Across Bendigo.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Feels good. Bendigo's
we are asking this morning, have you got something at your home or in your workplace that you're either not allowed to use or you can use but there's restrictions on it? Reason being, our boss brought us in a beautiful, shiny-legged pool table last week. We're only allowed to use it after five, apparently.
He shined the legs and the balls, didn't he?
Yes, he did shine the legs and the balls.
What about
and
the
probably
cues?
The sticks, yeah. The cues, that's what they're called, yeah. As we go to Tanya on 132710. Tanya, you once worked in a workplace with a pool table, so similar to our situation.
I did, and we also had other games such as, you know, those old arcade games?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had them too. We had restrictions, but not as bad as what it is at Triple M.
Yeah.
Ours was we could play during our lunch break and when we finished our shift. We were 24-hour operation.
Yeah.
So if you finish your shift, you can play pool, regardless if other people are still working.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I suppose the thing is here is we finish early and the others would crack the poo-poos if we were playing. I understand where he's coming from.
I understand that,
plus,
too.
I think the boss is a good bloke, so, you know, I want to suck up.
I'm not saying that he's not a good bloke.
Oh,
I'm just saying when you've got something there that's very inviting and you can't have a little crack, then you think, oh. I want to ask where you worked because that sounds fantastic to have arcade games and a pool table.
I used to work for a company called Sportsbet.
Sportsman, there you go. So you had a little punt on who would win.
Oh, yes.
I bet you did. I wanted to work there.
I bet you did.
Oh, you like that? Yeah.
You didn't even know that you'd
said
it.
Yeah, good call.
Tanya, thanks so much.
There goes Tanya. Look out, Tom. You would have a say on this, mate.
I would expect that a sneaky little planning meeting over the pool table between you and Cox Collie would be the go every day, wouldn't it? Just a little sneaky little meeting.
Well, the problem there is it's hard to be sneaky. It's right in the middle of the sales, the whole line here, so you can't miss it. It's not like it's around the back.
Well, see, I'd expect that it's not just acceptable. I'd say that it's expected that there'd be a sneaky meeting. I don't know what you two are doing.
Well, I agree. There's just one small problem, I would think, with a sneaky meeting with Kylie and me at the pool table. What do you think it is, mate?
I don't think it'll be quiet, that's for sure.
Well, it wouldn't
be. And I'm a little bit concerned that you'd get over-competitive as usual.
Well, I've actually got a very good competitive streak inside me too, Tom, truth be known. But I must admit, when it comes to pool, I'm crap if I haven't had a beer or two.
Well, if you're a crap, Kylie, you're 10 times better than Coggo.
Yeah. And the other thing with Kylie too, mate, it's very hard to play pool with Kylie, which you can't see over the bloody pool. Oh.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.